楼梯间怪兽。
The monster under the stairs. Imran liked playing with his little sister Shaz, but sometimes she was a pain and a pest. Today, Imran was playing with his cars and trucks. He lined them up on the carpet so that he could race them. Shaz wanted to play too.
My horse wants a ride, said Shaz.
She put her horse on Imran's truck, and the truck fell over.
Shaz,
Imran said crossly. He was fed up with her getting in his way. Then he had a great idea.
You'd better leave me alone, Imran told Shaz, or I'll tell Fang to come and get you.
Who's Fang?
Shaz asked.
Fang's a monster,
Imran replied.
He lives in the cupboard under the stairs.
Shaz looked a bit scared.
No, he doesn't,
she said.
Yes, he does,
said Imran, trying hard not to laugh.
What does Fang look like?
Shaz wanted to know.
He's big and brown and furry like a bear,
Imran said.
He's got round eyes and long, sharp teeth, and he can eat you up in one bite.
I don't believe you,
Shaz said, but she still looked frightened. Imran grinned.
Okay,
he said.
I'll open the cupboard door and you can see for yourself.
No,
Shaz shouted.
I'm going to tell Mum.
And she ran off to the kitchen, shouting,
Mum! Mum! Mum!
Imran couldn't stop laughing. He knew there was nothing in the cupboard except for a lot of junk. But he stopped laughing when his mum called from the kitchen.
Imran, I want a word with you. Imran!
Imran looked at the cupboard under the stairs. It was big enough for a monster to live in. He pulled the door open. Suddenly, he yelled out as something fell on top of him. Mum and Shaz rushed out of the kitchen.
Why are you wearing Dad's baseball cap, Imran?
Asked Mum.
It fell off the hook onto my head,
Imran replied. His heart was beating very fast. The cupboard was big and dark and full of stuff. What if there really was a monster in there?
Did you see Fang, Imran?
Shaz asked.
There isn't any Fang,
said Mum crossly.
There is no monster in this cupboard.
Mum went back to the kitchen, but Imran and Shaz kept staring at the cupboard.
What if Fang comes out?
Shaz whispered.
Will he eat us?
There isn't any Fang,
Imran said crossly.
I made him up.
But he couldn't stop himself, feeling a bit scared.
Go and have a look then,
said Shaz.
Okay,
Imran said bravely.
I will.
And he marched over to the cupboard. But just then, the door swung open slowly, all by itself. Imran and Shaz nearly jumped out of their skins. They both screamed, and Mum ran out of the kitchen.
The cupboard door opened all by itself,
Imran gasped. Mum went over to look at the door.
Be careful, Mum,
Shaz called.
Fang might get you,
The lock's broken, Mum said. I'll have to fix it later.
Maybe Fang broke it, said Shaz.
Imran was sick of Fang. He wished he'd never made up such a stupid story. Now he was scared too. Mum began to poke around in the cupboard.
Look, she said.
There's nothing in this cupboard except coats and shoes, broken toys, garden tools, some old newspapers, a few empty boxes, and lots of other junk.
Suddenly, a loud wailing noise made them jump.
Woo, 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 woo! It's Fang!
Shaz shouted. She and Imran hid behind Mum until the noise stopped.
That does it, said Mum. We're going to clear out this cupboard right now.
It's Fang! What about Fang?
Shaz asked.
If Fang's in there, we'll clear him out too, said Mum.
Imran and Shaz still felt a bit scared, but they helped Mum to clear out the cupboard. All sorts of things came out of the cupboard. They found Shaz's baby shoes and Imran's old school coat, and Mum's books, and Dad's old computer. There were lots of Shaz and Imran's old toys and games.
Look,
said Shaz, holding up a tatty bear.
It's Teddy. It's Teddy.
Right at the back of the cupboard, Imran found his old police car. He set off the alarm.
Woo, 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 woo. That was the noise we heard,
said Shaz.
So it wasn't Fang.
I told you so, Mum laughed. Look, the cupboard's empty. Imran and Shaz peered inside. There wasn't a monster under the stairs after all.
From now on, we'll keep this cupboard clean and tidy, said Mum.
That night, Shaz called Imran into her bedroom. She looked really scared.
It's Fang,
Shaz whispered.
He's hiding in my wardrobe. Don't be silly, said Imran. Have a look if you don't believe me,
Shaz replied. Imran pulled open the wardrobe door, and a huge pile of clothes fell on top of him. Shaz burst out laughing.
That's for making up monster stories,
she said.
You'd better not do it again. I won't,
said Imran, and he began to laugh too.